Okay, let's start the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. With Atachoni the Adam Das. Umalame la Enosh Bina. Chaneinu Meitcho. Chachma Bina Vadas. So Atochoyne Adam Das means you graciously endow man with knowledge and teach insight to a frail mortal. That's what Enosh means. Chaneinu Meitcho Chachma Bina Vadas. Endow us graciously from yourself with wisdom, insight, and knowledge. Art scroll says bina insight. I would say it's understanding. Baruch Atah Hashem Chanin Ados. Blessed are you, Hashem, gracious giver of knowledge. So, there are many things we need to understand. Number one, what is the continuation from Atah Kadosh to the, which is the bracha of Kedusha, to the bracha of Das? Why is the bracha of Das positioned immediately after the bracha of Kedusha? It's number one. Number two, we need to understand, this is the first bracha of, this is the first bracha of the brachas emtziyos, of the middle brachas, right? The Shemoneh Esrei has three sets of brachas. One set is Birchas HaShvach, which are the first three brachas where we praise Hashem. Then comes the brachas of Bakasha, the brachas of requests. Those are the middle brachas from Atochainain until Shema Keleinu. And then the last three brachas are brachas of Haidah, of thanks to Hashem. Starts with Ritzei until Hamavarchas Am Yisrael B'Shalom. So the brachas emtziyos, the middle brachas, the brachas of Akasha, begin with Atochayne. That's the first bracha. So we need to understand why this was chosen as the first of the brachas. Third kasha is, every single one of the brachas emtziyos begins with a bakasha, begins with a request. Hashveinu avinu, slach lanu, re'inu banyeinu, refoeinu. Every single one of them starts with a request, besides this one. This starts with a statement. Atochayne the Adam Das. You graciously give knowledge to man, lama lenishbina. Only then do we say the request. Give us graciously of your Chachma, Bina, and Das. So why is this bracha different than all the other brachas? We use the word Chayne instead of Noisein. We should say, why don't we just say Ata Noisein, the Adam Das. You give person Das. Why do we use the word Chayne? Which means you grace person with knowledge. You graciously endow a person with knowledge. So let's begin with the first kasha. Why is this bracha of Das, Chanin Adas, positioned immediately after the bracha of Atah Kodesh? The question is asked by the Gemara. Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, Umaro Uloimar Bina Acha Kedusha. Why did Chazal, did the Anshe Knesset HaGedola institute the bracha of Bina after Kedusha? Shenemar, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Chav Tes, pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk says, "V'higdishu es kedosh Yaakov." They will sanctify the kedosh Yaakov, which is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'sa the kei Yisrael yaritzu. V'samachle, and the next pasuk is, "V'yodu toye ruach mina." It's talking about a time where Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. So, we will be magdish the kedosh Yaakov. Will be magdish the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then the next pasuk is v'yodu toye ruach bina. Those who are lost in spirit will know bina, will know understanding, will have insight. So, based on that pasuk, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted the bracha of Atachoyne and after the bracha of Atachodesh. But we need to ask the kasha, why indeed in the pasuk is bina mentioned immediately after Atakodesh? So I believe that the reason is like this. Atakodesh means Kodesh, as we interpreted when we learned the bracha of Atakodesh, means Kodesh means separate. The Rebbeinu Shlom is above and beyond everything. He is Kodesh, he's Muvdal. He's separate from anything that has limitations, anything that has boundaries, anything that is finite. And one of the things that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Kodesh, what that means is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is beyond anyone's understanding. Leis machshava tfisa bei klal. No one can grasp the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He is beyond anyone's understanding. That is included in Kodesh. And we say by the bracha, Ata Kodesh v'Shimcha Kodesh u'Gedoshim v'Chol Yom Yehalelu Chasala. Holy beings, whether it's angels, whether it's people, praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why? Despite the fact that we don't understand Him, and there are so many things that go on in the world that we can't comprehend, nevertheless, we praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a cheshbon. But he's Kodesh, and we can't understand. The Rambam says, Tachlis Hayediya, the ultimate knowledge is Shaloi Neda, that we should know that we don't understand. That is the ultimate Das. So we say, when after we say, U'kidoshim b'chol yam yaladu chasala, that holy people understand that they don't understand. And they praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that is Kodosh, that is beyond understanding. We also would like to be those Kodoshim that understand that. So we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Atu chayne in the Adam Das, right? You're the one that gives Das to people. That ultimate Das that we don't understand. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, help me understand that I don't understand. Help me understand that I don't understand. I want to be among those Kedoshim that should be Yahalelu Chasala, that should praise your Kedusha forever. And that's the V'yodu Toyei Ruach Bina. Those who are Toyei Ruach, those who think that they need to understand everything, they will have, at that time, they will have bina. They'll understand that they don't understand. And then, they'll be able to be magdish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to declare that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is above and beyond anything that we understand. Why this bracha begins with a statement instead of a bakasha, like all the other brachas? You graciously give das to people and teach people understanding. So the Sefer Iyun Tefillah explains that since the first three brachas are shvach, the first three brachas are praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the emtziyos and the middle brachas are bakasha, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to be masmech shvach leshvach. They wanted to transition us gradually. Instead of going straight from shvach into bakasha, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to break us in gradually. So the first bracha of bakasha begins with shvach, atochene di adam das olam v'nishbina, and transitions into bakasha. And he brings a gevaldik, a very nice insight from Rabbi Alexander Margolius, that the reason this first bracha was instituted this way, that it begins with shvach and finishes with bakasha, unlike all the other brachas that begin with bakasha, is because Matzah Shabbos, we say atochein antonu by atochein. Says Rabbi Alexander Margolius, just like one is not allowed to do a malacha before one makes Avdolah, before one says Avdolah by Tefillah, one is not allowed to do a malacha. So also, one is not allowed to be Mevakish Tzarachov, one is not allowed to ask for their needs until they make Avdolah. So the reason why we don't say all these middle brachas by Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to be mevakesh tzarachov. You know, a person's not allowed to ask for their needs. So, if that's the case, you can't ask for your needs until after Atochan Antonu. So that's why the first bracha can't begin with a bakasha, because you still have to make Avdolah first. So because of Matzah Shabbos, Chazal instituted Atochan Yadam Da'asam Alam Nishbina, Atochan Antonu. After you say Atachan Atan, you can say Machanei Nemiyitcha, they may not ask it. The Torah says that the reason why this bracha is first, the bracha of Atachanein, is the first out of all the bakashas. Because the advantage that man has over animal is bina, is intellect. And he brings from the Rishalmi, words of the Torah are, Birishalmi, Im ein bina, ein tefillah. If there's no bina, there's no tefillah. I want to analyze the words of the Torah. But before I go there, I want to mention what is brought in Sefer Seder HaYoyim. Sefer Seder HaYoyim is from Arishin. The Sefer Seder HaYoyim is the Sefer that instituted the Nusach of Maidani. That's the first place it's mentioned. Sefer Seder HaYoyim. He says like this. These are his words. Zulas Hadas, if not for Das v'hachachma, Zulas hadas v'chachma ba'adam. If not for knowledge and wisdom in man, toiv mi menu hanefel. Then a nefel, a fetus, is better than the person. Alchena, therefore, tzorech lechaven ba'karoi. Therefore, this bracha requires extra kavana. Sheze ikir hasha'ela. She tzorech la'adam lishlom eitz ha'boyriz baruch shemai. This is the main request that a person needs to ask of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sheyitan loy seichel v'das yoshar yoidea limoiz berav limcha b'tayv. This is what the ikar of all the brachas of Shemana Esrei. The main request from the Rabbeinu Shalom should be, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me seichel and bina, seichel v'das yoshar, so I should know to repulse evil and to choose good. So now, let's go back to the words of the Torah. The Torah says, Moisera Adam Mira Behema. The reason why this is first, why the bracha of Chanan Hadassah is first, because what advantage does man have over animal? Bina. And then he says from the Yerushalmi, "Main bina in tefillah. There's no bina. There's no tefillah." So I have a kasha. We say every morning, "Hanoisan la sechvi vina lahavchem idem ben loyla." According to most pshatim, sechvi is a tarnagel, right? A tarnagel, a rooster, has bina. So what does it mean that we have an advantage over the animal, that we have bina, they don't? They also have bina. We say a broch every day. What? Oh, okay. So don't say that it doesn't have bina. And you say ain't bina, ain't tefillah. We say every day by davening that the Rebbeinu Shalom listens to the tefillahs of the animals. The crows that call out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom listens to their tefillahs. So. Ain't bina and tefillah. Apparently, they have bina, so they have tefillah too, right? We find that they daven. We find that they have bina. So, what is the advantage of man over animal? I have another kasha. We know that there are four types of creations. There's daimim, tzemeach, chayim, adaber. Right? There's daimim, there's still objects, rocks, all still objects. Tzemeach, sprouting objects, things that grow. Chai, which are animals, and medaber, people. We're called medaber. Animals don't talk. Animals talk. They understand each other too. Shlomo HaMelech understood sichas chai zoifis. He understood the speech. They have a language. Just because we don't understand that language, so that's why we're a medaber and they're not, they don't understand our language. So maybe they're the medaber and we're not. Mechitesa, why are we the medaber and they're not the medaber? Are the Chinese medaber? I don't understand them.
We using, now it's probably something deeper, but we using das and bina interchangeably over here.
Yeah. So I think that medaber means not the ability to speak. Animals can speak. Animals talk. Birds talk to each other. Medaber means that we daven. We speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're going to ask me the Bnei Oirev also call out to Hashem? There's a difference. We know what to daven for. When we daven for a day of Bina V'Haskel. They daven for food. All an animal knows to do is to call out for food, for Gashmias. Only people, Bnei Yisrael, know that our to set up Shemen Esrei with the first bracha being Ato Chayna, Yodim Das, Amalav Elenish Bina. We understand the importance of wisdom. Work, that's why we are called a medaber, because we know, it's not that we daven, animals don't daven, animals daven too, but we know what to daven for. If you look in the Bava Kama, right, it says, it begins with Arba always Nezikin, right, there are four always Nezikin, one of them is Mave, right, what is Mave? There's Machlokes in the Gemara, what Mave means. According to one opinion, Mava, according to Rav, Mave zu Adam. Mave zu Adam. Why is Mave Adam? Because Mave says, Rav brings a raya from a pasuk, that Mave means to daven. Boye comes from the lashon of asking. That's why, and the way the Mishnah says it, calls an Adam, instead of saying Adam, he says Mave. Because that is what Adam is. Adam is a medaber, and a medaber, what is a medaber? A medaber is a mava. Someone who asks the Ribbono Shel Olam. The animal asks also? No, but we know what to ask for. So it only works, this Emein B'nai Tefillah only works with the Seder Ayoy. That explains that an Adam knows what to ask for. That our Iker Bakasha is out of Chayne the Yodam Das. Out of Pashit. Pashtis, yeah. According to this, they shouldn't be. The Zohar HaKadosh, when it criticizes people on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur that are asking for Parnasa. He says that they're like dogs that say, Hav, Hav. Right? So he's comparing somebody that puts their emphasis on Gashmias, he's comparing that person to a dog. You're not a Mava, you're not an other, you're not a Madaber, because you don't know what to ask for. I once told that there's on Purim there's an Indian of a person should achayv inish the vesuma bepuria. A person should intoxicate themselves on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Marcha. So Mamash Mavel Arayin, why should there be such an Indian? Why should a person intoxicate themselves to the point that they don't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Marcha? Chazal want us dafke to say or Mordechai and Baruch Haman. That doesn't make any sense. The Ramah says, in order to fulfill this, a person should go to sleep. Because when a person is sleeping, they don't know the difference. So, what's going on here? We dafke need to not know, so that's why we have to go to sleep. So they say from one of the Balei Musar that he asked, why is Shlomo HaMelech praised? Shlomo HaMelech is praised that when Hashem gave him the choice between Chachma, Hashem gave Shlomo HaMelech a choice. He can choose wisdom or he can choose Oisha. He can choose wealth. Shlomo HaMelech chose Chachma. Shlomo HaMelech is praised for doing so. So yes, who wouldn't choose Chachma over Oisha? Any bardas, who is asked, what would you like? Chachma, which is wisdom, means wisdom of spiritual wisdom, something that's eternal, or temporal wealth. And any bardas would choose wealth, which would choose chachma. So he answered. So why is Shlomo HaMelech praised? So he answered. No, Shlomo HaMelech chose it in his sleep. He was sleeping when he chose it. Of course, when somebody is awake and their mind is functioning, they're going to choose Chachma over Oisha. But Shlomo HaMelech chose it in his sleep. That means that he had so refined himself to the point that even when he was sleeping, he knew what to choose. But Chazal tell us, then on Purim, we have to reach a level that we intoxicate ourselves. Chazal don't want us to say at that point, or Mordechai Baruch Haman. No. Intoxicate yourself to the point that you don't know the difference. And aval pikein, you should still say Aram and Baruch Mordechai. Even though you're off your guard and your mind isn't working, your faculties aren't working, and you still say Aram and Baruch Mordechai, then you've reached a good level. Says the Ramah, you don't have to necessarily intoxicate yourself. Go to sleep and have somebody wake you up and ask you, Aram and Baruch Mordechai, and you still say so, now you've reached a level. So that's Das. That's Das. To know what to ask for. To know what to ask for Chochmah. That should be our first request. That makes a Madaver a Madaver. That makes an Odom a Maven. Because he knows what to ask for. The animals ask too. But we know what to ask for first. In the Magzer Kolboy, he says that this bracha was instituted first because tefillah was instituted in place of the avoda. And the avoda is possible, b'cheres shayta v'katan. Someone who doesn't have das is possible to avoda. So before we approach avoda, we need to ask the Rabbi Nishan for Das. Because without Das, he can't do Avoid. Why does it say Ata Choynein? Why not Ata Noisein? Choynein means a gift. Hashem graciously endows man with knowledge. So the Medrash Shmuel explains that Das comes to a person with his birth. Das is something that a person has naturally, which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us. It's not something that we acquire. You can't acquire Das. You could acquire Bina. That's why At Chayne in the Adam Das. Hashem bestows graciously on a person Das. The person didn't do anything to deserve it. It's a gift. Umalamed la'enosh bina. Hashem teaches us bina. When we apply ourselves, we try to understand that Rabbi Nishlam allows us to understand. The Sefer Etz Yosef explains why Ata Choynein. Is it because it just doesn't make sense? The reason why we're called Adam is because we're created Ofram and Adam. We're a glob of earth. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided to give spiritual das to a mortal glob of earth. It doesn't make any sense. That's called Chayne. Something that doesn't make any sense is, as it says, Chazal say, right? Hashem graciously gives someone who's not worthy. No human being is worthy of Das. Das is something very lofty, something very spiritual. The Rashi, Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that Das means Ruach HaKodesh. That's what Das is. Every person has Ruach HaKodesh. We ask Haraya, we say, don't take away my Ruach HaKodesh. Every person has Ruach HaKodesh. That's Chanina. That's beyond our understanding. Why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would give such unworthy beings Das. The Torah writes, Yesh bo yud zayin tevois. There are 17 words in this bracha. The same amount of words as there are in the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, where it talks about the people who are wise people that know how to make the Bigdei Kohuna. There are 17 words in that pasuk too. So, since that pasuk talks about Chachmei Lev, and here we're talking about Chachma bin of Haskel, Chachma bin of Das, so here there are 17 words as well. In the Machzor Kolboy, he writes Matbeya Brocha Zo Yidzayin Tevis, and the way Asher Knesset Gedolah instituted this bracha, there are 17 words. Gematria Toiv. The Gematria of Toiv. So here, I'm reminded of a word that I said this past Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas is a very interesting psukim. First of all, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that one should not eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Many people have the minhag not to eat nuts from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Some people have the minhag from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres not to eat nuts. Why? Because egoiz is gematria chet. Right? The word for nut in Hebrew, which is egoiz, is a gematria of chet. Huh?
I think it's one.
Right. The problem is, first of all, it's just mind-boggling that would be a reason not to eat a nut. There are probably a lot of things that have the same gematria as chet, but ego, don't eat egos. The biggest tamia here is that egos is not gematria chet. Egos is gematria 17, and chet is gematria 18. So it's one-off. Okay, so a gematria is allowed to be one-off. But to say you can't eat egos because it's gematria chet, one-off, that's taking it too far. So it's got to be something deeper. Besides that, egos is gematria really 17, which is gematria toiv. So you should be able to, you should be eating as many nuts as you can on Rosh Hashanah. Who doesn't want to be toiv? So there's a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. It mentions over there that if Chas v'Sholom, there's the bris, that the covenant that Hashem makes with Klal Yisrael, and Chas v'Sholom, if we don't observe the Torah, it says terrible things that are going to happen. Gofres v'melach, sefer chol haaretz, terrible things. So it says, pasuk says, maybe there'll be a man or a woman, a mishpacha, a shevet. Maybe there's a root of bitter bitter growth. When he hears the words of this curse, he will bless himself in his heart and he'll say, Shalom Yili, peace will be to me. I'm going to follow the desires of my heart. Where is this person getting this from? He just heard the Allah. He just heard that terrible things are going to happen if you don't listen to Hashem. So how is he deriving this from the psukim that we just learned? He's going to say, Shalom Yili, it's going to be peace to me. I'm going to follow my heart. Fabus, why does he think that Shalom Yali? So the Pasuk Taki says that terrible things will befall such a person. And then the pasuk concludes, "Anes toras l'Hashem alekeinu." What is hidden is to Hashem our God. V'anigla is lanu v'aneinu adoylam. And what is revealed is for us and our children forever. Last, it says, "Kol divrei ha'Torah azayis," to perform the words of this Torah. At the end of the parasha, it says, "Re'ei nosati lefanach hayam esachayim esatoyv." Realize that place before you today, life and good, yesamovitz v'sara, and death and bad. And the pasuk concludes, "Bachata b'chayim," choose life. Everybody asks the kasha, why does the Torah HaKadosh have to tell us choose life? Obviously, if you tell us this is life and this is death, everybody's going to choose life. Why does it have to tell us to choose life? Besides that, the pasuk should have said, "Rei nesati lefnecha hayom esachayim esamoves esatov esara." I'm giving to you life and death, and good and bad. Why does it say I'm giving to you life and good, and death and bad? It seems that as if there's a choice here between life and good. So I mentioned that there's a medrash, and the medrash says that Klal Yisrael is nimshal la'egois. Klal Yisrael is similar to a nut. A nut, say Chazal, even though it rolls in the mud, its pnimius, the oichel, the food, which is the pnimius, will never get dirty. So also Klal Yisrael, even if we roll in the mud, even if we filthy ourselves with chatoim, with sins, our pnimius never gets dirty. It's never contaminated. It's never compromised. Our pnimius remains holy. Because the pnimius of a yid is toiv. Pnimius of a yid is good. It's a medrash. Now, we've heard this so many times over the generations. I have a Jewish heart. I have a Jewish heart, I'm fine. Because my heart is Jewish. I have a neshama. And therefore, I can do whatever I want. Because my heart is Jewish. I don't necessarily have to follow all the external rules. And I believe that this is what this person is saying here. He's blessing himself with his heart. I can do whatever I want because I have a good heart, because my pnimius is good, and he's right. He's right, his pnimius is good. But the Rebbeinu Shalom says that's not enough. Why isn't it enough? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants there to be a continuity to Klal Yisrael. A continuity to Klal, a continuity of generations, a continuity of one's own observance. If our observance is only in our heart, then not only won't it go over to the next generation, it won't even have, a person can't hold it together for so long either if it's only in their heart. It's a metzius. It's a fact. If a person doesn't practice, it doesn't remain with the person. And that's why the pasuk concludes, "Hanes torois l'Hashem alekeinu." What's hidden inside of you, only Hashem knows. But that's not sufficient. The fact that Hashem knows your nes torois, and that you know that Hashem knows your nes torois, that your inside is good. "Hanigloys lanu ulvaneinu adoylam." We need the external niglois, that is revealed, that we need for ourselves and for our children. Ad oilam, that there should be a continuity to ourselves and to our children. That's why la'asoyis is called divrei ha'Torah azoyis. That's why we have to actually perform the words of the Torah. It's not enough to have it in our heart. Toiv, good, represents something that is essentially good. Every yid is like an egoist. We are essentially good. That's toiv. Chaim, life, right? Somebody that's alive means that he is externally vital. When a person is dead, their neshama also lives on forever. But they're dead. Chayim means external vitality. Unlike Toiv, Toiv means essentially good. So the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, hey, realize, I'm giving you a choice between a Chayim and a Toiv. You can be externally vital, you can perform the mitzvahs, and it will have a kiyum. It will remain with you and with your children for generations. Or you could choose toiv, to be good on the inside. Essentially good. And not be good on the outside. I'm telling you, choose external vitality. In order that you and your descendants should live forever. So that there should be continuity. And this is why the Rebbeinu Shlom told Adam HaRishon not to eat from the Eitz Hadas Toivera. Eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Eat from the tree of Chaim, of external vitality. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Toivera, the Eitz that is just knowledge. As long as you know what's good and what's bad, that's sufficient. That's not good. The bracha that deals with das, which is the internal knowledge of good and bad, that has yud zayin tevis, and the kolboy says it's gematria toiv. That das is toiv. It's not chayim. If you want chayim, you got to go on to the next bracha. Shivenu avinu d'sayr secha, v'kaveni malkeinu lavoy d'secha. Then we're going on to Chaim. The first bracha is Atochein and Yodim Das. That's something we have from the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's not even something we work on. It's something. It's a gift. Atochein. It's a gift from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Maybe that's Pshat Hanistoras Lashem Elokeinu. The hidden stuff that we have are the internal mechanics that we have, which is Toiv, that we got from the Rebbeinu Shlom. What's revealed, that we need to work on ourselves. That has Yud Zayin Tevis, communion Toiv, because that's Toiv. We should be Toiv, we should be good, and we should be alive.